The Honda 4th of July sales event has brilliant deals on our most popular vehicles, like the Civic, Fit, and Pilot. It's a reason to celebrate across the country. From the Liberty Bell to Hollywood, and even back up to Niagara Falls. So come discover the 2018 KBB.com best overall brand during the Honda 4th of July sales event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high. You'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and fans worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, welcome to our show. We're still celebrating July 4th. Today's show is fun fireworks festivities for the 4th. Yesterday's show, we had our celebration party with extraordinary celebrities such as Bill Cosby, Jack Nicholson, President Clinton,
Arnold Schwarzenegger, and many, many more. We had some of my closest friends, such as world-renowned psychic Peter Marks, health guru Beverly Nadler, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, the singer whose words and music reach my very soul and always touches my heart. So for those of you that were unable to attend our celebration party yesterday, that gala that was so extraordinary, if you weren't there to see it for yourself, you can listen in and hear it for yourself. Just go to the show on July 4th, which is now in our archives. Today's show, we're going to fill in the blanks. We were busy with the celebrities and the barbecuing and the fun and the friends. So today, let's start off with some fun facts. Independence Day in the U.S., also known as the 4th of July, celebrates the signing of the Declaration of Independence. On July 4, 1776, the Continental Congress ratified what is now known as the Declaration of Independence. There were approximately 2.5 million people living in the colonies in July of 76. For comparison, that is the population of the city of Chicago at around 2.7 million. That was in 2012 that that figure came from. And the projected U.S. population in July of 2012, all of the U.S., was approximately 314 million. That's quite a difference in the number of people that were with us. U.S. Presidents John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on July 4th, 1826. James Madison died on July 4th, 1831. I really found that fascinating. U.S. President Calvin Coolidge was born on July 4, 1872. Just more than $232 million worth of fireworks was imported in 2011, and the majority of these fireworks came from China. There are numerous locations in the U.S. with names of a patriotic flavor. Eagle occurs in the names of 35 towns and cities in the U.S. Liberty occurs in the names of 31 towns and cities in the U.S. Independence occurs in the names of 11 towns and cities in the U.S. Freedom occurs in the names of 9 towns and cities in the U.S. And America occurs in the names of 5 towns and cities in the U.S. Of all surnames on the 2000 census, Washington was the 138th most frequent, and the name of Founding Father John Adams occurred more frequently at 39th place on the list. Some more fun facts: the number of hot dogs consumed on July 4th each year approximate 150 million. Imagine that, 150 million hot dogs. Amount of chicken purchased in the week leading up to July 4th, 700 million pounds. The approximate amount of red meat, pork purchased in the week leading up to July 4th, 190 million pounds. The percent of American households with outdoor grills, 87%. The number of Americans who will spend the holiday at someone else's home, 41 million. The amount of fireworks sold to cities for public celebrations, 25 million pounds. The dollar amount of American flags imported into the U.S. from China, $5 million. Number of places in the U.S. with independence in their name, that would be 11. So I found that as fun facts, and I wanted to share them with you. And hopefully you will find them as much fun as I did. Now for some quotes regarding the holidays. And as you know, I'm very, very big on quotes. And oftentimes they impact people in a different way than just hearing statistics or research data. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That came from the Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776. I want to stress that that says that all men are created equal. We're not saying some men. And if there was a modern version, I believe it would say that all men and women are created equal. Next, we have 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Abraham Lincoln stated that in the Gettysburg Address in 1863, and I do believe that he was around today, that he would also say dedicated to the proposition that all men and women are created equal. So that was 1863, and it was years and years later than the Declaration of Independence, which was July 4, 76. John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and success of liberty." And that by President John F. Kennedy. And so sad that he isn't around today and his tragic demise. Elmer Davis said, "This nation will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave." This land, this nation, will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. And it took a lot of courage, a lot of fierce fighting, a lot of advocates, a lot of so much to make America the land of the free. Let us never lose sight of that, and never let us lose our freedom, our liberties, which makes us Americans and proud to be an American. Moshe Dayan, the fearless leader of Israel, many decades back, says, "Freedom is the oxygen of the soul." Hamilton Fish said, "If our country is worth dying for in time of war, let us resolve that it is truly worth living for in time of peace." That by Hamilton Fish. Dick Cheney said, "It is easy to take liberty for granted when you have never had it taken from you." Ex-Vice President under President George Bush. Dick Cheney, "It is easy to take liberty for granted when you have never have had it taken from you." President Bill Clinton said, "There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America." And Abraham Lincoln said, "Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves." And that is so true. And that hits home today as much as ever in our history. Today we are in very stressful times, and we hear almost daily in the news media how people who cling to their religion, their faith, and their beliefs, how many of them were persecuted, executed, thrown in jails. Sadly, very unfortunately, and almost unbelievingly, this is still going on today, all of that. So to those of you who deny freedom to others, you deserve it not for yourself. And I do believe in karma. I do believe in what goes around comes around. So let us be a nation of peace and love and harmony. And folks, once again, I will remind you, we had an awesome celebration show yesterday, July 4th party, our barbecue to which you were all invited, and we recorded it for your benefit in our archives on July 4th. Now let us share with you, through the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, why you should be listening to this show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Indeed, let's make it the number one radio show. And we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. All you need to do is go to joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and there you will see my picture on the upper left, and right under that it says follow. So click on that, please, and then you will find out about each and every show. You need not miss any of them. You will get an email letting you know each show, each guest and each topic. So do become a follower and partner up with us in having us be number one. Next, we'll go to some jokes from kids that I found to be really cute. What did one flag say to the other flag? Eloise, 9 years old, said nothing. It just waved. Two, how is a healthy person like the United States? Tom P., age 8, said they both have good constitutions. How cute is that? Number three, what dance was very popular in 1776? Rachel, age 8, says independence. Four, the teacher said, where was the Declaration of Independence signed? And the student yelled out, on the bottom. And that was Christy, age 14, who submitted that one. The next one, did you hear the one about the Liberty Bell? Tom P., age 8, yes, yeah, it cracked me up. And we've heard about that crack in the Liberty Bell if you follow the history. And then finally, do they have a 4th of July in England? Yes, that's how they got from the 3rd to the 5th, said Big Al, a grown-up in Franklin, Kentucky. So I thought those jokes were kind of cute and hope you enjoyed them as well. And thinking about yesterday's show, it occurred to me that you might have really enjoyed hearing the celebrities at our party speak, but they've also were kind enough to let you know about my coaching talents and abilities. So even though you missed the party, you will hear of the celebrities who stepped to the plate to inform you about what it's like to work with me as their coach.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando,
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Will, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
CoachJoyce@AOL.com. And if you write to me, just put the show that you listen to that inspired you to send me that email. Today's show is fun, fireworks, and festivities for the 4th. Do send me that email and let me know what shows you'd like to hear, any comments, any questions, anything you want us to do a show about. Just let us know. We love hearing from our friends all over the world. Next, I want to share with you some very cute short poems regarding Independence Day. One is called Red, White, and Blue. Hamburgers and hot dogs cooked on the grill. Fireworks in the night giving us all a thrill. The country all decked in red, white, and blue. Friends all saying happy 4th of July to you. I thought that was right on the mark. We all think of the 4th. Of course, we should think of more significant things, but we do also think of getting to that barbecue with the hamburgers and the hot dogs. What we should be thinking about is freedom's price, as expressed in this poem. Today we celebrate freedom thanks to those who came before, those brave men who fought and died in each and every war. Freedom always comes at a price, and while we celebrate, we should tip our hats to the heroes who made our country great. And folks, we really should never forget those remarkable people that did, in fact, make our country great. And now I have some trivia for you as well that I think will give you kind of an overview of July 4th. And I'll give you a chance to think for yourself, and then I will give you the answer. So here we go with July 4th trivia. The official name of July 4th is the 4th of July, true or false? For those of you who said false, the official name is Independence Day. So that's the official name. Number two, the holiday commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, declaring independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain. Okay, for those of you who said true, you are correct. What is not commonly associated with July 4th? Fireworks, football, or barbecue? I bet you most of you knew this one. It's football. Number four, when did the War for Independence begin, England? And the answer is April 1775. Number five, the Lee Resolution, or sometimes Lee's Resolution, was an act of the Second Continental Congress declaring the 13 colonies to be independent of the Kingdom of Great Britain. It was proposed by on June 1, 1776, after receiving instructions from the Virginia Convention and the President Edmund Pendleton, who proposed the act. So it was proposed by who on June 1, 1776, after receiving instructions from the Virginia Convention and its Convention and its president, Edmund Pendleton, and the answer was Richard Lee, Henry Lee of Virginia. Next, number six, is who wrote the second day of July 76, 1776, will be the most memorable epic in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. And that was George Washington, John Adams, or John Hancock. And the official answer is John Adams. Number seven, which will kind of explain number six, when did the representatives of the Second Continental Congress sign the Declaration of Independence? And that would be July 2nd, 1776, July 4, 1776, or August 2nd, 76. And the answer was August 2nd. 1776. Most of us, when we think of Independence Day, it all comes back to July 4, but that was officially signed on August 2nd, 1776. And number eight, Independence Day fireworks are often accompanied by patriotic songs. What is not a patriotic song? Is it God Bless America, America the Beautiful, or the 1812 Overture? I think this was pretty obvious, since the answer is the 1812 Overture. Number nine, what year did July 4th become a paid federal holiday for government employees? 1870, 1941, or 1976? And the answer is 1941, it became a paid federal holiday. And number 10, both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, two founding fathers of the U.S. and the only two men who signed the Declaration of Independence to become president, died on the same day. What was that day? Was it July 2nd, 1826, July 4, 1826, or August 2nd, 1826? And we did mention that at the beginning of the show, with the answer being July 4, 1826. So, folks, we hope you enjoyed our riddles, our fun facts, our quotes, and our jokes today. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed it, and that's why we wanted to share it with you. Again, folks, do listen to our celebration party, which we had on yesterday's show, and we know that you will enjoy it, appreciate it, because it really was lots and lots of fun. So here is how I would like to close out our show today, and that is to share with you my special prayer for all of you. And that is, make this day the last day the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. May this be the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us, not only at holiday time and special occasions, but all the time, every day. And you can start that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. God bless you, and God bless America.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Welcome to the Total Wireless Store, where total confidence awaits.
I need a smartphone with an awesome camera. Got anything to fit a new dad's budget?
Don't worry, you got this with Total Wireless. And now you can get $50 off on select phones $99 and up.
My relatives won't miss a thing.
Now you can focus on the important stuff, like diaper duty.
Discover the Total Wireless Stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Now open in New York.
Limited time offer, in 6/30/18. Available while supplies last. Porting required for a non-track phone brand. Offer only available at Total Wireless Stores. Visit store for details.